Hey, Sarah here. Summer is fast approaching, and here's what I propose. A relaxed and simple summer that offers just enough structure to keep those long, sticky days from melting into chaos, and just enough fun to keep your kids asking for more. Also, fairy tales. Lots of fairy tales. I'm teaching a free workshop called 3 Simple Steps to a Fairy Tale Summer, and I would love for you to join me. Save your free seat at the workshop by texting the word fairy tale, all one word, to the number 33777. See you there. Hello, hello, Sarah McKenzie here. It's time for a bonus episode of the podcast. Last week, the Read Aloud Revival team and I hopped on a Zoom with a bunch of our community members, and we did what we call a premium preview, which is basically where we announce all of the books we're reading this spring, all the good things coming up at RAR Premium, and why we've selected the books we have. They're so much fun. Many of you were there. Thank you so much for joining us. But a lot of you couldn't make it, and so I wanted to tuck this replay into your podcast feed in case you needed a little something to listen to while you tackle the housework, do the dishes, maybe get that laundry pile a little smaller. I don't know. You're going to hear us talking all about Circle with Sarah, the homeschool coaching program that got a major upgrade in 2023, as well as all the books that we're reading in our family book club guides and why we picked those particular books. So fun. This is all happening in RAR Premium, which is our online community for families who want their kids to fall more in love with books and who homeschooling moms who really want to fall more in love with their homeschool. We're going to talk all about it, but if you are listening to this and think, yeah, I want in on this, just go to rarpremium.com. That's where you can join us. You can also just text the word Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, to the number 33777, and I'll send you a direct sign-up link if that's easier for you to do. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Next week, I'll be back with a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm answering a bunch of questions that you've sent in about what to do when your kids aren't finishing books, what to do if they kind of read haphazardly through them, what to do if your kids are constantly reading the same books or the same kinds of books, how to get them to widen and expand their reading taste. I'll answer a question about how to write literature, like how to describe what you do for literature on a high school transcript. And there's some other questions I'm going to tackle as well. So I'll see you next week here on the show. In the meantime, enjoy this replay from our Spring 2023 Premium Preview. Do ladies want to start and tell us who you are, maybe a little about your family and what your job is here at Read Aloud Revival?
Sure. I'll go first. My name's Courtney and I've got 3 kids, 10th grade, 8th grade, and 5th grade, and 1 kitty. At Read Aloud Revival, I am the community director. I do lots of different things. So a little bit of everything. I'm so glad that you guys are here. How about you, Kara?
Hi, I'm Kara. We're going to start over. Hi, I'm Kara, and it's been a week. I have 2 kids. One went back to university for his second semester on Monday, and the other started dual enrollment at our local college on Wednesday. So I have 2 college kids. So it's just been a very, very big, very exciting week here. And I am the creative director for Read Aloud Revival and Waxwing Books. And I have a lot more cats than Courtney does.
I think I see some people in the chat who are hoping that we'll see a cat sighting, which happens a lot when Kara's on screen.
I try not to, but then they come to the door and they get separation anxiety. And the next thing you know, and it's just better to answer.
We would like you to crack the door so that we have a better chance of having a cat sighting.
I'm gonna get
swollen. Wouldn't we, ladies? Isn't that true? Isn't that what we want?
I think it's true.
I didn't introduce myself, did I? So I'm Sarah, and Andrew, my husband, and I live in the Pacific Northwest. We have 6 children. One of them is here tonight. You'll see her in the chat. Audrey, if you want to say hi in the chat, she is probably somebody you've heard from before if you've had to email in for any reason because she's oftentimes responding to your emails. She's a junior at Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio studying English. And she's also does a lot of customer support here at Read Aloud Bible, which is super fabulous. And we have a daughter who's in Georgia at Savannah College of Art and Design, and a son who's a senior in our homeschool this year. And we just finished signing him up for his dual enrollment classes for the spring, which felt a little bit like rocket science because I think he's like the last kid to register. I wonder how that happened. And so there was not very many things left by the time we registered. Anyway, they've all been homeschooled since the beginning, and we still have three more at home. One is 10, almost 11, and then the twins are 9. And I'm the founder and host here at Read Aloud Revival. So I get to work with these lovely ladies, and it's so much fun. So let's get started.
Yeah. Are we ready to get this party started?
We are. Woo-hoo! Totally ready.
Okay. So first of all, you may have noticed we have made some big changes with our Read Aloud Revival premium coaching program, Circle with Sarah.
There we go. I'm pulling it up. Yes, we are very excited about this new experience. So, and I also want to let you know if you're confused, because I think we set it up in maybe possibly one of the more, it may be more confusing than the emails I sent today. Maybe not. It's debatable. This is a brand new weekly coaching podcast. So we did Circle with Sarah every month in premium for a while. We've done that, but we're adding a weekly coaching podcast, like a little bit of encouragement, inspiration, five-ish minute podcast every Monday to start your week. And it's going to start now. It will start showing up for you every Monday. A new episode will show up every Monday. And we loaded the first one a little early, which is why there's been this confusion like this week, if you were like, where is the new podcast? So starting this coming Monday, you'll see a new podcast every single Monday. And do we have a link for them to subscribe to that handy, or could we grab one perhaps and put it in the chat? Yes, no, you did not miss any. There's only been one out so far, but every Monday you'll get a new one from here on out. And, when you subscribe, what you want to do is subscribe to the podcast with the link that we'll put in the chat. And it's also listed up in premium. You can find it in the Friday email, that kind of stuff. Then you can sign up there to like put, what happens is you can put the podcast right into your favorite podcast player, whether that's the podcast app on your phone or Overcast or Stitcher, like there's a whole bunch of different podcast apps, right? So you can just put it wherever you already are listening to Read Aloud Revival. Say you can put the Circle with Sarah podcast right there as well. I know Dawn says she wished Spotify allowed this. I bet it will come. I'm sure it will come in time, but they just aren't. They won't let you do private podcasts yet, but hopefully. Oh yes. Will I share what I'm reading in those two? Well, we'll do what we're reading every month in our Circle with Sarah lives, because we love doing those as a team. And then we can look, we've got some plans to share what we're reading on some upcoming podcasts and in the forum too. So that will keep happening, of course.
Do you know about if the podcast is available on Podbean?
It should be. Yes, it should be, but you won't be able to search for it there because it's a private podcast just for RAR premium members. So what you want to do is you want to, yes, no, Sarah, you can't sign up directly in Apple Podcasts, because if you go to Apple Podcasts and search for it, it's private since it's just for members. So what you need to do to subscribe is to go to the link that we put in. Do we put in the chat yet?
We haven't put it in the chat yet. I thought Audrey
was going to grab it. That's okay. You can also go to RAR premium in the membership in the dashboard, and you'll see a link there to sign up for it. And you want to click that to subscribe. You'll put your email in, and then it sends you like a private link that you can use to put it into your podcast app. So you can't just go to your podcast player and search for it. You kind of have to use the link we send you. That makes sense. Yeah. And it's very quick. When we were talking about this at a recent Zoom we did, I can't remember what it was, a Circle with Sarah Live, I guess. And people were doing it during our Zoom and said, right, it's so fast. Right. Yeah. So yeah, it's very, very easy.
And Rochelle said that she thought that the first episode was a great blessing. And Rosemary said that she cried during the first episode. So I'm excited for you guys to hear Monday. It'll be good. I just listened to it.
Ah.
So it looks like Audrey just put the link in the chat. So you can click there and there'll be sign up instructions. And they're pretty straightforward. If you have any questions, you can always email support@readaloudrevival.com. And I will not help you with the tech questions, but I will get you the help that you need.
We know some magical tech fairies.
It's true. We do. We do. Gretchen, if you're here, hi. We're talking about you.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you.
I know. So Sarah was just talking about the weekly podcasts that are coming, but we're also going to be continuing our Circle with Sarah Lives. And this is where we hope to make small changes, small steps towards a homeschool filled with joy and peace. And the way that we do that is through journaling to access the wisdom that God has given us, troubleshooting places where we're maybe getting stuck, and then brainstorming together ways that we might approach an answer. So that'll still be happening. They're going to be moving around a little bit. They'll be on Fridays, but not always the first Friday. I'm going to put a link to a new forum conversation that's happening right now about journaling, because that's what we're going to be talking about at our next circle. And we would love to include your voice if you've got questions. Or if you want to share your favorite resources for journaling, we would love to see them. So I'm going to put that link in the chat right now.
Yes, KJ had a good question. She asked if the Circle with Sarah Lives will have themes like they have been, or been more like this past one each month. They will have themes. So for example, our upcoming Circle with Sarah Live is going to be all about journaling to access your own genius, to access really the wisdom the Holy Spirit has put inside you.
Yeah.
So yes, they will be themed. And sometimes the themes will be talking, maybe if we need to extend more on some of the ideas that have come up in the podcast, but the podcast is sort of like your little mini super boost. It's also because you can listen to a podcast while you're, you know, on your phone, right? So you can do it while you're washing dishes or walking the dog or getting dressed for the day or whatever it is, right? So it's easy and mobile and like a little tiny snippet. And so the Circle with Sarah Lives, like the same format we've used before.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea of, we always say that whenever you, if you're watching on replay or if you make it live, that you're here and that you're listening, you know, at the time when God has brought you here. But I love thinking of those Monday mornings when the podcast is going out and that we're all going to be, you know, starting our Monday and we know what Mondays can be like. And we're going to all be listening together, you know, headed in the same direction. That's just really exciting to me.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, I like this. Michelle says, essentialism, write less than you feel like, so it feels easier to do it again tomorrow. And that has been so helpful for me.
Wow.
So I love that. It actually, in some of the podcasts, actually, you'll see this in Monday's Circle, this the coming Monday's Circle with Sarah podcast. We're actually doing little tiny journaling together because, like, I don't know, I can listen to a podcast and if someone says, okay, now go do these things, I'm like, great, but I'm in the middle of washing dishes or walking the dog or getting dressed, right? And so it just feels like another thing on my to-do list. So instead we're doing it together in these teeny tiny, really tiny journaling bits. And I have a hunch that we're all going to be like, oh, look at that. I have answers already to a lot of the questions that I have. Okay. So let's, are we ready to talk about family book clubs?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, oops, there we go. Family book clubs, for anyone who doesn't know, are family book clubs are really the heart of what we do with our kids here at RER Premium, what we do whole families. They're sort of a playbook for reading out, living out this relaxed bookish homeschool style with our kids, right? And there's really two main components to a family book club. There's a family book club every month, and each month there's a family book club guide. And these, we just newly updated them. So they've got all kinds of good stuff, and I'm going to give you a peek about that in just a minute. They're really good for homeschooling with your kids from 5 to 18. So basically, if you have school age kids, the family book club guides have stuff for you in there. And you can really use them with a wide range of ages. That's always what we're aiming for, is as much whole family learning as possible. So the guide's one piece. And then toward the end of the month, we have a family book club live, a live family book club. And so this might be different depending on the month. It might be a meet the author or illustrator. It might be a literary nature study with Cindy West, where she comes and teaches us nature study based on the book, which is so fun. Or it might be WOW Writers on Writing, which are writing classes that teach one skill. We try to get them just to focus on one skill that are taught by published authors because we love learning how to write from writers. And so that's kind of how a book family book club exists. It exists with these two main pieces, the Family Book Club Guide and the Family Book Club Live.
So before we announce our spring book, our spring books, should we talk a little bit about February's Family Book Club?
Yes, let's do that. I'll pop it up here. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're reading A Long Road on a Short Day. Gary Schmidt's coming for our Family Book Club Live. He's going to answer your kids' questions.
I'm so excited to talk to him again. When he was here the first time, we had not read any of his books, and now we've read tons and tons of his books.
Yeah.
So he just feels like a beloved part of our homeschool. I'm so excited. I also wanted to mention, before we look at a Family Book Club guide, that we're still doing, I mean, this is the February Family Book Club, and we're doing the Mama Book Club is happening right now, the Winter Mama Book Club. So if you'd like to join in, we're reading Essentialism. So it's a good time to jump on board and read Gary Schmidt or read Essentialism with us. But Sarah, can you show us inside? Do you have A Long Road on a Short Day? Which one do you have?
I have A Long Road on a Short Day. I pulled in A Long Road on a Short Day. So I wanted to walk you through because we have a new format that we're just absolutely loving, really based on what we've talked about here at Read Aloud Revival for so long, which is that the best part of reading with our kids, like the heart of helping our kids become lifelong learners and to help them really fall in love with literature, is reading, relating, and remembering. And we haven't always talked about it in those words, but really reading, which we have talked about, and relating in open-ended conversations. You probably heard us talk about those a lot. And remembering the book by sharing a memory. So in your guide, you'll find that they're centered around those three pillars: step one, to read; step two, to relate; and step three, to remember. And then there's all kinds of rabbit trails that you can take with your kids of all different ages so that you can extend that family book club across history and nature study and art and music, and it's really fun. So let me show you. At the beginning of your Family Book Club guide, you'll see how to use the guide, like kind of the idea of read, relate, and remember, and then also some tips for scheduling your Family Book Club. And you'll see there right here at the bottom, at the back of the guide, you will find supply lists, because we started making those for you in Christmas school, and you all said, oh my gosh, the supply lists are so wonderful. And we thought, yeah, why aren't we making those? We should add those. So our Family Book Club guides are now including supply lists so that you can look at it really quickly and just go like, what do I need to do ever, you know, anything I want out of this guide. And also schedules, possible schedules. We'll have over a week, over a day, over a week, over a month. Like, how do you want to do your Family Book Club? Because you could make it very basic and just read the book, talk about it with your kids at dinner, right? That totally counts. And some months that's really all you have the time or energy or bandwidth to do. And that's fabulous. You're getting to the most important things, but you also might want to go deeper, and you might want to go really deep and make the Family Book Club kind of the central component of your homeschool, where everything sort of is like a spoke off that wheel. And that's possible too. So different ways that you can engage with it. So here we are at step one with read. So you'll find a page about the book that gives you a little background on the book and the author and illustrator. And then there's a section called Looking Closely, and I record a 5 to 8 minute video where I'm inviting your kids to look closely at the book for literary elements. I never really usually talk about them like literary elements or grammar, but that is 100% what we're doing in those videos. Really, I'm just trying to invite your kids to look and see things they might not have seen the first time. And we'll cover all different kinds of topics. For example, in this one, I'm trying to see it because I can't remember in my eyes. I'm like, I was just telling the ladies, I think I need glasses. My eyes are straining. Context clues. What's that?
It's about chapter titles and how the chapter begins.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Passage of time. How do we show passage of time in illustration?
Yeah,
so you'll see all kinds of different, and what will happen, and I've seen this, actually, this just happened not long ago with another Read Aloud Revival family, is she was talking about how her kids were, we talked about the rule of three in one of these, and her kids were pointing out the rule of three in other books, or, you know, we'll learn about alliteration, or what an illusion is, or lots of different things, and they'll point them out in their other reading. But it doesn't feel like you're doing literature or grammar, because that's not how it's presented. So that's really fun. We also have poetry in this same read phase, because we have our resident poet, Courtney, here, who always is reminding me of how important it is to bring in poetry and how fun and joyful and rich it makes our learning. And so we have a poem that we read each month, and there is a printable version that you can print out for each of your kids to put into their notebooks or just to hang up on a bulletin board or whatever. And we'll also some tips for reading and learning about poetry. One of the things that I think I love so much about this whole method is that we're not trying to like cover poetry. We're inviting your kids to like peel back another layer or look a little deeper. And when you do this month after month after month, it creates such rich learning over time, and it feels really light and enjoyable. So that's really fun. We have talked before about reading upstream, like reading books that influenced the creation of a certain book. When like an author says, these are the books that influenced me, reading downstream, like books that came after a certain book, or just even reading books that are similar, kind of like, I've heard it talked about like a symphony, books that kind of talk to each other. And so we have this reading and stream section, which are other books that your kids, picture books or longer books for all different ages, whether they're younger, your kids are younger, or they're high schoolers, that kind of talk to the book that we're reading for Family Book Club. And this is a real key to making your Family Book Club work for all your different ages, because you can read a picture book or a short book, a small book, like A Long Road on a Short Day with your high schoolers, pick out all kinds of things with the literary devices and poetry and all these different connections and rabbit trails. And also deepen their reading by reading something else, like in this case, The Wednesday Wars or OK for Now by the same author. And you'll notice the books talking to each other, because that's what books do. And so this is a really great way to make whole family learning like really expand. Yeah. So that when you're sitting around the dinner table, your 4-year-old and your 14-year-old really have some things in common to talk about. Step two, like I said, was relate. And we're talking here about open-ended questions, about having, we call it dinner time conversation, as a way to kind of remind ourselves that this is not a quiz or comprehension quiz. This is much better than that. This is much richer than that. Yeah. This is conversation the way you want to talk to your sister or your best friend when you've both read the same book that you loved. And so we're learning how to do that with our kids to help them grow, to be discerning readers, to be good thinkers while they're readers, and to be able to talk about books the way that adults actually talk about books. And so that's what we do in this dinner time conversation. And then the third step is remember. And we talk a lot about the best way to create a memorable experience is to make it social or to make it sensory. And so we do that. We make it social by doing our Family Book Club live. So we all get together. That's the live Zoom. In this case, we'll get to meet Gary. You can see right here, we've got details on meeting Gary. Your kids can submit questions. There's a lot of energy because we have hundreds of families here together, either interacting with the author or doing a literary nature study or something, but it's a social event that's like a culminating event. You'll notice we're putting these on the final Friday of the month this year, kind of as a way to wrap up. So your February book club is A Long Road on a Short Day. At the end of the month, you're going to get to meet the author and do this social activity. We also have an around the table suggestion for that sensory piece. And also because we feed our children approximately 5,000 times a day, right? So we don't need anything more on our list, but we can certainly transform something we're already doing to make it more enjoyable and to tie it into what we're already doing. It's very delightful. So this is a great piece. And I should mention, as I go through this Family Book Club, remember what I said at the beginning, you can just read the book and then maybe even start a conversation at the dinner table if you can. Sometimes you might just be like, that's really too much for right now, right? The benefit of this whole guide is that it's a feast. It's like we're setting out a Thanksgiving feast, and you just get to pick what you're fit for, what each of your kids is fit for, what your appetite is for that month in your book club. You don't need to eat everything on the table. You just need to eat whatever you've got an appetite for. Rabbit trails are everything else. It's because the heart of really engaging with books is reading, relating, and remembering, and everything else is rich and wonderful, but it's gravy, or it's the cherry on top, right? So in this case, we have a couple of different art options, one for younger students, one for older students. We have some history and geography tie-ins. We have a whole nature study and science tie-in. We have ideas for helping your kids learn to create a commonplace book these pieces will be included in every month. So you can kind of decide which pieces you want to incorporate that month. And then this is new for us. This is another thing we pulled from Christmas school because your feedback was so fabulous that you really loved the copy work. And so we are providing copy work every month as well. Two different kinds, print and cursive, because you asked for it. And included here is grammar. So, you know, you might not know. I talk a lot about how we don't do formal grammar at our house, but we do read a lot and talk a lot about books and then notice a lot of grammar in our writing. And what we're doing here in this copywork section is we're uncovering grammar, and we're doing it by being grammar detectives, by just looking for grammar in the books that we're reading together already. So each month you'll find that we are pulling out certain grammar rules, just one or two, so that just like I was talking about with poetry, where every month we're just doing a little bit, peeling back an onion in a delightful way. And by the time you've gone through a year, we'll have talked about a lot of different grammar rules, and your kids will start noticing them as they're reading and writing outside of this, because it feels more holistic. It feels like it's presented in a way that it's showing up in their real life, because it's showing up in the books they're reading, right? And it's not just like in the grammar workbook where it lives and dies, and we never see hear anyone talking about a dangling modifier ever again. What happens when you're looking for actual grammar rules in your reading is that it feels very relevant.
And okay. just like with WOW workshops, you know, that we're learning how to write from published writers. We're learning how grammar works, how sentences work from real books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It feels to me a lot like, you know, when your kids are doing math and they're like, when am I ever going to use this? And right. When your kids get older and they're in high school, you're like, never, actually, that's the true answer. You will never actually use trigonometry. But it feels like this way where you don't even have to say, when am I going to use this? Because they can see it. It's like in there.
It's built in. Yeah.
And then at the very end, you'll find those supplies and supply lists, like I mentioned, and schedules, whether it's you want to do it in a day, a week, or a month. You can alter these. We even have a blank one in there. If you're like, I want to just pick and choose what I'm going to do from here in a completely different way, you make it your own. So that... is the inside of a family book club guide.
That thing? Quite a few.
Right.
Yes. Whew. I think we should talk about what I need to take a drink of water now. And I think we can talk about what we're doing next.
Okay. I am so excited that I get to tell people about this, because you know, this is like one of my very favorite books. And so we do need a drum roll.
We do. Book. I did drum rolls if any of you came to the Christmas meetup. I did a drum roll thing, which was very funny, but I kept breaking it and I was afraid I would do that. Today I broke enough things about getting out the drum roll, right? Yes, I did. So.
All right. So our March book club. Come to this one. Which is just one of my family's most favorite books ever. In fact, as we were working on the book club for this one, I was listening to the audiobook. And my 15 and 18 year old both were like, oh, is that Trumpet of the Swan? And all of a sudden we were listening to it together. It was just the best as we were doing puzzles over Christmas break. So we can highly recommend the audio version for this one, because it's narrated by E.B. White, the author, and it's just incredibly special to hear everything in his voice. It's a great book for all ages. And our family book club live event for this month is WOW Writers on Writing. And we have a very special teacher for that one. Sarah, would you like to tell
us? We couldn't get E.B. White, unfortunately. Okay, so really, we do love to have the author or illustrator when we can. But we could not in this case, because E.B. White is passed. But what we're going to do, E.B. White is... a master, let me grab my books here. He's a master of first lines. And so everybody, like, not everybody, you will hear oftentimes people refer to the first line of Charlotte's Web because it's so good. You want to know what it is now, right? Now that I said that. Where's Papa going with that axe? I mean, okay. And then we have really equally good first lines in The Trumpet of the Swan and Stuart Little. And so what we are going to do in this particular WOW Writers on Writing is something I learned to do at a young writers conference. I was probably in like sixth grade or so. I mean, I remember living for this day because I was going to meet real authors and I was going to get to learn how to write. There was one, I don't remember most of the actual content from the conference, but there was one breakout session where we did something called first line free writes. And I loved it. And I still do them to this day. So I'm going to show your kids, probably best for kids age, I'd say 10 and up, unless they're younger than that and they can write like what they're thinking. My under 10s can't do that. So if you have an 8 or 9 year old who can like think of sentences and write them down, that they can totally do this too. And you can actually scribe for them. So if you wanted them to come do this, your younger kids to do this, and they just said it while you type for them, that would totally work as well. But we're going to use the first lines of E.B. White's books to talk about what makes a good first line and why, what's an open loop. There's a lot of open loops happening in E.B. White's first lines. Ooh. And then also just as a creative writing sprint. And I think it's going to be fun. I think they're going to love it. I loved it. I still love doing it. And I'm going to read them some of my samples because I often do first line free writes now just to warm my writing brain up. And I have some weird ones. So I'll share some of my weirder or funnier ones with them during that workshop as well.
Where do you get your prompt? How do you choose what first line you're going to use if you're still using this?
Yeah. Okay. So it depends. So sometimes I will just grab a book off the shelf, even if I've read it. It's a little trickier if you've read the book. So if I read Stuart Little and I read the first line, it's like my brain automatically goes to the Stuart Little story. So I prefer to do it with books I've never read before.
Wow.
Then so I made myself a list of like 100 first lines from books that I'd never read by going to Kindle and like copying the first lines in. I did this like a couple of years ago. And then I just, every time I want to do one, I go pull from my line. But you actually can do the same, like we could go back to that, where's Papa going with that axe? And you could do that every day for 5 days and get and go with a different story. I mean, I'll show you what I mean, but
yeah,
like,
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing to do. And I think your kids will really love it. And it also would be a great writing activity if you ever need your kids to like go do something schoolish, like that you feel good about that you don't have to prep for. You can be like, go do a first line free write. And then they'll be able to do that with a book on your shelf. So it's super. Yeah, it's fun. I can't wait.
Oh, it sounds great. I'm excited. So let's give away some copies of Trumpet of the Swan.
Yes, let's do it.
Yahoo, yahoo. So we've got 3 copies to give away. Our first one is going to Ashley Estes, number 2, Elizabeth Wampler, and number 3, Lindsay Burke. So if you want a book, you can email support@readaloudrevival.com and tell us which book you won and your mailing address, and we will get it in the mail to you. Congratulations.
Wait, I just saw something.
What?
Stacy says, do you know the book, The Mysteries of Harris Burdick? The entire picture book is first lines.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard of this.
Cool.
I will be looking up as soon as we get off here. did we mention that you don't have to do anything to enter for the giveaway? Just your being here is your entry for the giveaway. We're just pulling names randomly from the participants list. Just so you know, everybody who's here is already entered.
Yahoo.
I love that you guys are letting me introduce my favorite books this time.
This thank is a good you. Season for you.
Yes, thank you so much. Because now we get to talk about our Mama Book Club. In March, we're going to start reading together. Such a lovely book, 84 Charing Cross Road. We're curious, have you read it? Let us know in the chat if you're familiar with this one. It's set post-World War II in the beginning while rationing is still in place in England. And the story is told through a series of letters, all letters, between Helene Hampf, a freelance writer living in New York City, and it starts out with a used book dealer in London at 84 Charing Cross Road. And then of course, other characters are added as you go on. You can see this is a smaller book, but I think it will stick with you. I was reading it in a waiting room the other day and just laughing out loud. And then also if you want to, there's a sequel to it as well that's also not so big. So you could do both, but.
Is that Q's legacy?
No, the next one is actually The Duchess of Bloomsbury Street.
Ooh. I've not read that.
I won't say anything, but it's exactly what you want to happen after the, so yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything else, but
so good. Oh, hey, someone just said it's, Robin says this book is in Amazon's buy one, get one 50% off deal right now. So,
okay, then just go buy both.
You might as well.
There you go.
you're going to want.
I listened to the audio version and really liked it. And also just like for any of you who are like, I think I want to do a mama book club, but I never finished them. Try ours. That's my pitch to you because two things. Number one, this is a short book and I love a good short book. We all know this by now, I'm sure. Right. Number two, there is the way we organize that mama book club guide is what we call read for what you need, because everybody's in a different season at different times. I mean, even what I'm going to read 2 weeks from now is probably different than what I was reading 2 months ago. You know, sometimes I love World War II historical fiction, but I tried to read one recently and was like, you know, I can't handle right now. I can't handle war right now. So there's different times, whether we're reading because we want to get wisdom for homeschooling or because we just want to get lost in a book or because we want to get swept up in some really important story. So we have some ideas in that guide for how you can read for what you need right now, whether that's just the consistency of reading 10 minutes a day or because you want to learn how to mark up a book and like really think about and save quotes from it. So it's a very friendly book club style for mamas because it's really based on where you're at and you get to kind of drive the bus. So,
yeah. And there's no late. I mean, like sometimes people are worried that we started 2 weeks ago, but really our reading schedules are fairly elastic. And so you can jump into forum threads at any time and you're not late.
They have to be because I'm enough of a rebel that as soon as you give me a reading schedule, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not reading that chapter this week because I was told to. I would be a great homeschooled student, right? I would drive my poor mother crazy. You can follow the schedule and come talk in the forum. You can read it completely at your own pace. I'm glad I'm not alone, Katie.
Most of it in a waiting room. I mean, I've read it before, but it's very short and it's all letters. So it's... This is a great book for if you're in a reading slump.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
This got me out of a slump one time. Somebody told me about it. And I just, because it's just so readable and you just want to keep going. So
Marty, you're asking, is there a handout for essentialism? Yes. So every time we have an official Read Aloud Revival Mama Book Club, which is once a quarter, once a season, we have a mama book club. So if you go into, the link was wrong. You might've went and looked at it and it didn't work. I fixed it today. And so if you go into premium and click on essentialism, you should find a mama book club guide with all of that read for what you need stuff I was talking about for essentialism right there.
Very good. Well, let's give away copies of 84 Charing Cross Road. We've got three of them. One's going to Monica Gilroy and one to Rebecca Hodges. And one to Teresa Smith.
Hooray!
Congratulations.
Yes, email support at readaloudrevival.com if you are a winner and with your address, with your shipping address.
Please send us your mailing address.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, send us your mailing address and a reminder of which book you won.
Yes, yes.
It makes it easier for Audrey to get your book to you. Thank you, Audrey.
Audrey is on it, says Kate, and she is.
Yeah. She is. Oh, I cannot tell you the number of times I've said that in her lifetime. Many, many times.
I love it. All right. So let's talk about our April Family Book Club pick. It is A Boy, a Mouse, and a Spider, the story of E.B. White. It's written by Barbara Heckert and illustrated by Lauren Castillo. I love these illustrations. They just... Yeah. I don't know what it is about them that just kills me. Look underneath the dust jacket. Look at this.
I'm going to make you big. So keep holding it for a second.
The color is so beautiful, I think. And just the really simple, it's pulled from an illustration, but it's simplified. I don't know. It kind of like reminds me of Harold and the Purple Crayon or something. I don't know. It's a fabulous, fabulous book. Beautifully illustrated picture book biography of the author of Trumpet of the Swan. So we're going to be reading Trumpet of the Swan in March and then learning more about the author E.B. White in April.
Yes. And then our Family Book Club Live is a literary nature study with Cindy West, where that will also be tied into the Trumpet of the Swan and E.B. White and the whole thing. So it all comes together. It's perfect.
Check out those end papers. They're like neon, you know? So interesting.
Which you wouldn't think, but it perfectly picks up the little stripes in his shirt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, look at his shirt. It's the color of his shirt.
Mine's signed. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Look at that. What?
I checked mine. Is mine signed? It's not.
That's so fun.
Wow. Oh, fun.
Do you know, my husband for Christmas, tangent, got me a copy of Hattie and the Wild Waves by Barbara Cooney, signed by Barbara Cooney. He found it on eBay. And then he also got me another book, a Tommy DePaola book that actually says for Sarah, and it's not for me. It's like for another Sarah that is signed by Tommy. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it was pretty fabulous.
Super great. Super good. All right, so let's give away copies of A Boy, a Mouse, and a Spider. Let's see. Whitney Pendergrass, Misty Jackson, and Nicole Feeney are our winners of this picture book biography. Congratulations. Stephanie's husband got her a vacuum for Christmas instead of signed copies of Tommy DePaola books.
Would you like my husband's email address? Do we need to?
I mean, I have his email address, but he didn't give me a book like that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, May. Let's all see what we're doing for May.
You keep letting me introduce all the cool. Thank you. Okay, I feel loved. All right, so for May, we are going to read Celia Planted a Garden, the story of Celia Thaxter and her island garden by Gary Schmidt,
April
Root, and illustrated by Melissa Sweet.
We first heard about this book. We sometimes get the scoop, you know, with Snow Horses. We knew about Snow Horses before it came out and we all had pre-ordered it. But sometimes we don't know about new books coming out. And this one we learned about from Tia in the Read Aloud Revival Forum. She said, hey, has anyone seen this book? It's by Gary Schmidt. And I was like, whoa, there's a new Gary Schmidt picture book. And so I immediately texted Sarah and Karen, was like, have you guys seen this?
And it's a picture book biography? Are you kidding me?
I know. And Tia said that her daughter saw the cover. We had just done in as a family book club, Splash of Red. And she immediately recognized Melissa Sweet's artwork. And so she was like, wait, what's this? It's like, just like we said that, you know, the grammar pieces and the literary elements pieces, they spill over and you start talking about them in other contexts. She was recognizing the illustrator at the same time too. So that's super cool.
So I was thinking about this because we have, of course, have had Melissa Sweet at Read Aloud Revival a couple of times. And she did a how to collage workshop for us when we did A Splash of Red. And what's the other one? The one that we did.
William Carlos Williams.
River of Words. Yes.
River of Words.
And I started thinking, because I was looking at this when I was looking at the art, and it's just so beautiful. And I thought this would be really fun to have our kids watch that collage workshop. And then this is May, so they could like use like seed catalogs and like seed packets to collage. Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be so cool? Yeah. That's what I was thinking. That'd be fun.
Oh, that's a great idea. So if you're here now, because the seed catalogs all start coming in January and February. So hold on to those guys.
Yeah, that's right. Save them.
Not recycle them.
And for our Family Book Club Live for this one, that's coming. It's a surprise. It's a surprise. We're working on dates and times and getting the guests that we're hoping to get. And so we'll have a family book club live and it's going to be fabulous. And we'll let you know when we have a guest. Right now, it's just beautiful Celia Thaxter there in the, on the slide.
Yes.
So, Andrea, when do the book club guides drop? They always drop the first of the month. So this one for May will drop May 1st. A Boy and a Mouse and a Spider for April will drop April 1st. So they always come on the very first day of the month. Oh, Lindsay said she thought my new picture book would be in the lineup. It's coming this summer. We have some other plans for that one that we want to incorporate in the summer.
Mm-hmm. We've got books to give away.
Oh yeah, we do. Let's give away some books.
So this is for Celia Planted a Garden. We've got a copy for Nora Maloney, Sarah Luck, and Tiffany Hansen.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yay!
So, all right. Just in case we wanted a reminder, I guess I put that in. Oh yeah. Dear, that's not the right. Hold on a minute. Here we go. This is what I wanted.
Oh,
perfect.
Is that right? Or am I sharing my whole screen?
Nope, it's perfect.
Okay. Okay, so here, this is it. This is the set of books that you're going to want for spring in some form. You don't need to get them all print. Of course, if you're going to get one from the library or if you're going to get some on audio, but 84 Charing Cross Road, The Trumpet of the Swan, A Boy, a Mouse, and a Spider, and Celia Planted a Garden. And in your email now, you don't even have to wait, is a printable calendar. And so this printable calendar is great for you to just stick on your fridge or in your teaching notebook or wherever you would see it a lot. It's got a QR code right there in the top corner. And so you can see what's going on and then you can click that QR code and it will take you right to the online calendar, which will have, so for example, if you think, oh, I don't know what to make for dinner. And you go over to your fridge and you happen to look on the day and go, oh, we have an event today. You can click on it and find the Zoom link to go right to it. So it's all very like connected so that it make it as easy as possible for you to do the family book club with your kids. Yes, Dorinda, the family novel read aloud for spring is The Trumpet of the Swan. And then in that family book club guide for The Trumpet of the Swan, you will find a bunch of picture books. And actually some novels are in there too, in reading and stream. So if you wanted to just do picture books or extend it, you'll find it in there. So there's picture book recommendations and novels every month with one core book that's really good for a wide range of ages. Let's see, I think that might be it.
I love seeing all the books together. I haven't seen this picture of them all. They look great.
It feels very springy, doesn't it?
No, it does. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see lots of good recommendations too in the chat for related books. So yes, there's a couple questions. One I saw, somebody asked if we could save the chat. Yes, I will save it for you. And I will put it where the replay lives so you won't want to print it out. At this rate, it will probably be something like 60 pages. So you don't want to print it out, but you can like search it. You know, if you wanted to search for book recommendations or something, you could do that. And then we should head over to the forum and maybe you could tell us what you're most excited about this spring.
Yeah. Ooh. I could use some springtime right about now.
Me too. All right. Thank you. Thank you everybody for coming.
Yes.
And we'll see you again soon. Those are always so much fun. If you'd like to join us for any of the good stuff we mentioned in that preview, go to rarpremium.com, or you can just text my name, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, to the number 33777, and I will send you an instant download link. So you can just click that link to sign up and join us in RAR Premium. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, which means that you can join RAR Premium and just see if it's a good fit for your family, see if it's a good fit for your personality type, your kids. Is this going to work for you? And if it's not a good fit, you just email us and say, hey, can I get my money back? And
we give your money back. It's very, very simple. You can cancel anytime with a couple clicks of a button. Very easy and very simple. What we are set out to do is to help your kids fall in love with books, help you fall in love with your homeschool, and to do it all in the simplest, easiest to use, open and go way we possibly can. I'd love to have you join us, rarpremium.com. I'll be back in next week. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the podcast. Until then, you know what to do. Go make meaningful and lasting connections with your kids through books.